8 minutes to eight. The business news now from Conor Brophy.
On your losses and amounts being set aside to cover expected losses are falling at Ulster Bank. First quarter results for the bank, which is a subsidiary of the UK lender RBS, show impairment losses over that period came in at £240 million. That's €282 million. That compares to £394 million or €472 million in the same period in 2012. The European Central Bank cut its main refinancing rate yesterday, responding to bleak economic prospects for much of the recession-hit Eurozone. Echoing similar comments he's made in the past, the ECB President Mario Draghi said the bank remained ready to act if needed. Well, to look at some of the implications from yesterday's events and indeed what Mario Draghi might do, we can speak now to Owen Callan, Senior Dealer with Danske Bank Markets. Owen, first things first, we've been talking already this morning on the programme about the extent to which interest rate cuts are actually being passed on or having an impact in the real world. And that does seem to be even a subject of debate within the ECB's governing council.
Well, the problem is that obviously while in Ireland a huge amount of tracker mortgage, residential mortgages are firmly fixed to the ECB base rate, most lending in the Eurozone isn't. It's based on what we call Euribor. Euribor is already well below the ECB refinancing rate, so there's going to be very little impact on that. So for banks and large corporates who rely on those rates, there's going to be very little impact from this. There will be some, obviously the money that the banks are borrowing from the ECB directly via their liquidity operations, that will get cheaper. So that will be some small impact. But it's really only going to be at the margins in terms of what the cuts of the base rate will do. Obviously, it is a positive for the Irish economy, given the problems we're having in the mortgage sector, the arrears and the amount of people fixed on tracker mortgages. So that's a good thing, but there's only a limit to what it can do. So I think that's why there was a bit more focus on what else can the ECB do. Is there other measures that they can perhaps come up with?
Generally, the focus tends to be on the main refinancing rate. It's called that for a reason. But yesterday, there was mention of the potential of negative deposit rates from the ECB. What does that mean and what impact might that have?
I think that was something which the ECB is loath to do, but they do have to consider it just to show there is no lower bounds to what they can do. That would mean essentially you're charged for having money on deposit in your bank. At least that's what banks giving money back to the ECB, they will be charged for it. I suppose this is to encourage them to not put it with the ECB, to lend it out into the economy instead. And therefore, it's a bit of an incentive to do that. However, it hasn't really worked in other countries which have tried this. They've had negative rates in Denmark. And in fact, what happened was they ended up raising lending rates to compensate for these losses. So the central bank ended up kind of reversing that policy to a certain extent. But I do think Mario Draghi wanted to put it out there. It did also have the positive benefit of lowering the euro-dollar rate yesterday. So I suppose that's at least a bit of support for the European economy from an export point of view. But negative rates in themselves can't really do that much.
What more can the ECB do? They say they're ready to act. What else is in there?
I think the one thing that people are going to look for going forward, and which Mario Draghi touched on yesterday, saying that consultations had taken place between the European Commission and the ECB and an EIB task force, that's the European Investment Bank, will be to create this market for securitized or collateralized SME loans. And the idea there will be to encourage banks to lend out to SMEs, package them all up, and then sell these securities into the market, taking that risk off their balance sheet. That will get rid of this problem where SMEs can't access credit or can't access cheap credit. So that's something to look forward to or look to in the next few months. But that could be maybe Q3 or Q4 this year before we have something firm.
Well, we'll keep an eye on that in the meantime. Owen Callan, thanks very much. Finally, for now, in currency news, as Owen mentioned there, the euro slipping against the dollar, 130.7 this morning and 84.2 pence, down from 84.7 pence before that meeting yesterday.
Conor, thank you.